You're awake. Last night was so perfect. The perfect combo of worn out and aroused because of you. Last night when you told me that I wasn't allowed or that we weren't gonna come at all, I was surprised. And then I was like, fuck you. But oh my god, was it perfect. Doing exactly as you asked me to. Staying in a constant state of arousal. Suspended. Not quite edging, but just buzzing my whole body with lust and need and want. Letting you help me blur the lines between pleasure and pain. Come here. I just want to hold on to your arm. Laying in bed next to you is just perfection. But I can't tell you how much I want to play with you. How much I want to run my silky smooth skin over yours. How much you wanna touch that cock? What do you mean, no? I can't touch you yet? Well, that's not quite fair, is it? Well, you know what? Even after last night, after you had me spread out on the bed, my legs wide apart, you found me playing with my brand new toy. That sweet little spatula that I found that nobody uses. You made me listen to some very hot audios on Gone Wild Audio. While you had me blindfolded, you lightly slapped all of my erogenous zones as I cried and I whimpered for you, baby. Fuck. And then after you did that, Oh, God. You put on some porn for us. Something sensual and erotic and passionate as fuck. And then you use your hands to explore and maul my body. Running your hands over my tender skin that you just assaulted with that lovely smack, smack, smack. Yeah, baby. I don't have the toy right now. I'm too aroused to even move. I don't want to. So I just used my hand. And your hand? You wanna smack me? You wouldn't dare, would you? You asshole. Oh, I hate that I'm so aroused by that. That you win so much. Shit. Oh, did you like how I surprised you last night, baby? How I walked in on your shower in that tank top I own. You know, the one I bought off Etsy that, like, does not work. You know, the low-cut one where only the straps cover my nipples and my boobs are just popping out. I'm pressing them against glass to taunt you. I bet you didn't expect what happened next, did you, baby? Oh, you did, huh? You expected me to rip that door open, to run my hands over you like a hungry little slut, everywhere but your cock, running my hands over your chest, worshipping you, worshipping you with my hands. As I reached into the shower, pressing my clean, clothed top on you. Pressing my tits against you as I reach for the fucking shampoo. And then I massaged your scalp as I press my tits into you and rub them all over you. Stopping only to put body soap on you. Oh, rubbing that soap all over you. All over your body. Using my tits to massage in that soap for you. I never knew how erotic it would be. Well, I mean, yes, I know showering someone is erotic, but last night, moisturizing your face, rubbing your face after I'd washed your body and your hair, closing my eyes as I press my tits into you, and rubbing your face. Memorizing every inch of your skin with my fingers, softly, and then maybe a little bit rougher. Not to hurt you, but to let you know I'm there. Yeah, I know you liked it. You kind of cooed a little bit. It was just so hot to see you responding to me like that, seeing your face morph from adoration to pure fucking lust. Baby, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. What do you mean you want to play? You want me? God damn it. Tell you about how hot last night was, how you kept me so horny, and you put me to bed wet. Yeah, that's right. I know that you know that my pussy was soaking last night. I wasn't gonna tell you this, baby, but You cannot distract me with kissing. It's not gonna work. Okay, maybe it can, but what I was gonna say was that stop trying to be serious, you bad boy. What I was trying to say to you is that that I know that you stuck your fingers in me last night while I was laying in bed. I pretended to be asleep for a little bit, and I felt you as you put your strong, thick fingers in me. Oh, the groan you made when you felt how tight and wet I was. I had to stop myself from flipping over and just riding you right there. Maybe riding your fingers to orgasm. But, god damn it, was it hot. And then you seem to pull them out and remember yourself because you didn't want to wake me up. And then I heard you. You took your wet fingers, soaked from my pussy, and then I heard, you savoring the sweet, fragrant taste of my cunt on your fingers. God, you were so needy for it. I was surprised you didn't just pull off my sheets and start eating my cunt right there. Oh, fuck, baby. If you're not careful. Oh, what do you mean if I'm not careful? Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, God, I love when you do that. I love when you run your fingernails all over me. Lightly agitating my sweet skin. You know how to make me want you. How to make me yours. Only yours. Oh, God. What? You want me to say? I am not saying that. I am not saying that. I am not saying that. Okay, okay. I belong to you. You own me after last night. You own every inch of my skin. With light slaps, kisses, and sucking, you owned me. I love waking up with the scent of your strong, masculine skin mixed with pheromones and arousal. I just wanna your neck tastes so good. And I love how I can feel your Adam's apple fucking quiver. Hot. You make me so fun. fucking hot with desire and lust.